Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 9th of March, recording at 5:19 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. What are the highlights in here today? Well, I see three, and I believe these are important. The price of oil is back above $55, currently $55.35. That's up 76 cents. The U.S. Treasury bonds June contract are down a full point at 111.14. Those are really, by far, the two most important factors, the changes that I see here today. And the third one that I was going to cite is that after a bit of to-ing and fro-ing here, the dollar is weakening again, not on all fronts, but against the euro, interestingly, currently 133.85. The euro is up 41 ticks, and the dollar against the yen is down 73 ticks to 103.94. Okay, let's go back now to stock markets. That strong oil price, and particularly those rising bond yields, falling bond prices on the futures contracts that I referred to a moment ago, is really they are major headwinds for global stock markets. I've mentioned that before. And the remaining issue here is, at what point do stock markets take fright in response to these two factors? Well, first, a lot would depend on those current trends continuing. In other words, oil moving higher and the treasury bond prices moving lower, yields higher. If that continues, then that really will rein in the stock markets, which have been showing such terrific overall performance in recent months. And what have we got today? Well, a little bit wishy-washy. The bonds were down yesterday, so that was a factor. The oil price was strong yesterday also, again very much a factor. So we had sort of a mixed picture in the Asian markets. Best performance of the majors was certainly Japan, with the Nikkei stock average up 79, almost 80 points here at 11,966. I'll just repeat that, 11,966. Now, the psychological resistance area and lateral resistance is at the 12,000 area, and I do expect that to be hurdled. And the question is, will softness in other stock markets perhaps offset that? Possibly not. We may actually get some switching from some of the high-flying stock markets around the globe into Japan. In other words, investors might well be saying, I wouldn't be surprised if a number aren't saying this, well, for instance, maybe they don't want to push some of the European markets up much higher, or Wall Street, but they don't want to abandon equities altogether, so should they do a switch and move into Japan, which has lagged? Well, that's been a theme of mine, that Japan was a catch-up candidate. And I remain long the Nikkei futures, although not as big a position as I'd had earlier on due to a too tight in the money stop. Okay, European markets looks like they're all down here today, not heavily, but Wall Street's softer tone against the background of the bond market and the oil price has weighed on euros, on euro land, and all the European markets today. Now, as I speak, the Dow's down 49. That's around the lows of the day. S&P down 5. Less on the NASDAQ, down 382. Moving on to the government bonds. Now, I noticed that the Australian government bonds, and of the ones that I'm watching closely, they've been leading in recent months, and they were the first to see the rally. We didn't see any signs of the rally until Friday on Wall Street, and then it had a little follow-through on Monday, and then it had all petered out. So it was pretty much a one-day wonder on those employment figures, but Australia had firmed last week before Friday's upside key on the bond futures in the USA. I noticed that the Australian futures prices were right back down on the lows. That's a 10-year bond I'm talking about, right back down on last week's lows. And as of today's action, you can see this chart and comment of the day, the U.S. 10-year bond, that's the most widely followed one, the bond futures, have taken out Friday's low. I mentioned earlier in the week that if that were to happen, that would be, I think, an ominous signal for bond bulls. And of course, an ominous signal for bond bulls is a very encouraging, very heartening signal for bond bears. So I'm pleased to be in the money on the treasury bond positions for a change in terms of recent months' activity. Now, the currency markets. See, a little bit of to-ing and fro-ing here. We had the dollar's weakness yesterday and those big dynamics. I put charts up yesterday, which you will have certainly seen if interested. And today, we've seen some profit-taking in the Aussie and also in the Kiwi dollars. But we've currently got the euro near its highs of the day against the dollar, and the yen near its highs against the dollar as well. So as far as I'm concerned, and I'll repeat what I said yesterday, that the dollar is going to head back down and test its lows on its index. It's already fallen, as you know, to new lows recently against the previously mentioned Australian and New Zealand dollars, and it will require an upside dynamic by the US dollar index to check this slide and reaffirm support somewhere between current levels and that 80 level. In the meantime, I'm happy to remain short the dollar and long some of the trades that benefit most from a weaker dollar phase, mainly gold and silver, which are both, gold's bounced around here a bit today, but that's interesting. Looks like a consolidation. Got down to 438.9 at one stage, but is currently not that far off the high of the day, up 441.5. Now that's up 90 cents in here today, but for gold to follow on from yesterday's big upside gain with a gain here today would be impressive action indeed. And my goodness, this silver has swung around a bit today. I'm looking at May silver on the screen now. I'll have to go in and check and see if any of my orders have been triggered. But we got down to I can't remember where they are. But we got down to 746, and the high has been, it's very near it. Well, it is at it. It's 765 here as I speak. So 746 to 765, nice 20 cent swing there. As you know, I have orders in the market. I baby steps buy silver on setbacks and sell it out on the rallies. I don't think that's setback quite enough for me to have triggered some of the buys, but I do have, say, buys below and sells above. And those sells are to sell long positions, not to sell short. I'm only happy playing in the direction of the major trend in this market. And palladium. Now this was interesting. Palladium's down 80 cents at the moment. That's not much, 208.90. It's off the highs, $4, $3 off the highs. Got up to 212. But then obviously said, well, it was drifting down and obviously triggered some stops, or so I assume, because it dipped down to 201.20, but it's bounced back up to 208, 208.90, as I say. So this still looks like a consolidation. And if it closes up here a little and higher, there'll be a nice tail beneath today's action, which will indicate demand coming in to pick it up, to pick up the palladium. So in other words, couldn't maintain, selling pressure couldn't maintain the lower levels. Now, platinum, the other one, still ranging not far beneath this upside breakout point, and the April contract up at up around that 880 level. It is really very close to an upside breakout, and I do think we're going to see that before much longer. Certainly, we will if we get the continued drifting downward drift of this U.S. dollar. And the oils, well, I mentioned that oil very strong, back above $55, so retesting the highs, might have actually hit a new high here. I see that the spot price has been as high as 55.65, so it could well be consolidating up at this level, this psychological previous resistance level that everybody's looking at. Last time when it fell back from this level a few months ago, it did so with a big downward dynamic on the first day off the highs, and that was a very good signal, as you might recall, at the time, and very easily identified signal. And it would really require something similar to that to reaffirm this resistance level. Meanwhile, though, we've got the overall uptrend, more consolidation underneath. I think the oil price is going higher. And natural gas up again today, although off the highs, currently up 63 ticks at 6.91 on the April contract. I'm still running long positions in both April and June natural gas. That's pretty much it, folks. I'm off to a concert, so early broadcast. Have an excellent evening.